Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Ingrid Jacks, who is the Detroit News editorial writer. Ingrid, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Appreciate having you on the program. Ingrid, we've been talking a lot on this show about the fact that there are thousands of jobs in the state of Michigan, but we don't have the people to fill them, whether it's because they don't have the education, the training, whether it's ignorance and they don't know about the jobs, or another big problem is paying for the retraining for those jobs. Well, you happen to write a great editorial piece titled Working to Close the Skills Gap. Tell us where you got the idea for the story and what you learned.
Well, it's something we've been talking about a lot as an editorial board, and just decided to pursue it in a little bit more depth because it does seem like kind of an interesting problem, because in Michigan for so long now we faced high unemployment, so the idea of there being these 76,000 jobs available and employers can't fill them, it seems a bit strange. But for many of the reasons that you just laid out, there are a lot of people who still can't find work, largely because they don't have the skills right now for these jobs. And this is frustrating for employers as well as these individuals still trying to find work. So there's a real initiative by many public and private groups right now to try to meet the demand with more skills. So I think it's something that's going to take time to ameliorate the problem.
What caused this problem from your perspective?
That was one of the things I was trying to pin down in doing this article, but there's really no easy answer. A lot of the traditional manufacturing jobs in the state, obviously with the auto industry, a lot of those have gone overseas. So those more traditional jobs aren't there anymore, but there's a lot more more advanced manufacturing jobs that should be coming on the line, as well as, from what I was told, more jobs in the agriculture industry, energy, utilities, healthcare. These are going to be the big industries going forward, and the state's really trying to sort of predict what these hot jobs are going to be down the road, so that hopefully youth going to college and thinking about what they want to pursue down the road, they'll actually be able to find a job in the state.
What's the solution? And I know that a lot of different entities are involved, including the governor, but from what you learned, what's the solution?
There's a lot of short-term fixes in the works right now. I mentioned a few of them in my article. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation is very involved with starting up some programs around the state. There's several right now in Southeast Michigan as far as training, retraining individuals who want to work in the information technology industry. There's big companies in Detroit like Quicken Loans and CompuWare that they need individuals in that field right now. And so the companies are working directly with the MEDC and other similar groups saying, hey, these are the skills we need. So these programs can more specifically train people for those jobs. And that's encouraging for the people going through these programs, because they get to meet representatives from the companies, make connections, and ideally get hired on after they complete the training. So there's different programs like that going on right now. Employers are inevitably going to have to look out of state, probably, to fill some of these positions right now, because there's only so much short-term training that can fill the void. But long-term, I know the governor had laid out a plan to encourage universities that really encourage their students to pursue these jobs that are actually in demand. Because right now there's this fear students are accumulating all this debt for jobs that either aren't in the state or they're going to have a hard time finding anywhere. So, you know, there's different ideas like that, and there's various groups who are trying to get the word out to maybe, you know, even as early as middle school, encouraging them to pursue math and science, engineering, just get them thinking early on about what they want to do.
Ingrid, do you think there are enough people who are interested in being retrained for these high-paying jobs?
Well, that's a good question. I think there are definitely a lot of people in the state right now who would just love to have a job, period. So I think a lot of the problem is, you mentioned this earlier, just getting the word out to people that these are the jobs that are available right now. These are programs that you can get plugged into. I also mentioned a welding program that's going to be starting up in Detroit early next year. That's their plan. And just in a matter of 15 weeks, people with no welding experience could be able to get an entry-level job. And welding is a very in-demand job right now. And that's something a lot of people might not know. They might not have ever thought about welding as a career, but from what I've heard, you can make a decent living, and it's something that should maybe be on more people's radar.
Well, I wonder, Ingrid, I asked you that last question because, as you know, a lot of people were out of work, are still out of work. We're trying. You figure when you're out of work, you do everything you can to go to work mm-hmm. wherever you can. A lot of people found it more financially beneficial to keep taking the unemployment, but many right. just gave up. And I wonder if there's just mm-hmm. a way to let them know, hey, there are opportunities for you.
Right. And that's a big push of this whole MichiganTalent.org that the governor announced late last year is to create this online information center where people can go and post resumes, find jobs that are open, find training programs in their area, really let people know what's out there, what employers need, jobs they should be thinking about. So, but it's a new site, so it's still in the works. It needs improvement yet, but it's a good site. I recommend people go there and just kind of check out maybe opportunities they didn't know about previously. And Michigan Works, which has agencies all over the state, is another great resource. They're very plugged in now to this Michigan Talent Initiative. So people should just reach out to these agencies that are working really hard to fill this gap right now, help reconnect people with jobs that are actually out there.
We've been talking with Ingrid Jacks, who's the Detroit News editorial writer. Ingrid, we appreciate your time so much. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Tony.